You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Eddie Robinson. The Catholic Church has, as its new leader, a chemist, a teacher, a Jesuit, and a Latin American, Pope Francis, the former Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio of Argentina. WNYC's Amy Eddings spoke earlier in the week with two Catholic school superintendents. She starts our Catholic conversations with Dr. Timothy McNiff from the Archdiocese of New York.
In your schools, how are you encouraging students, especially your non-Catholic students, to think about the Pope?
We really don't differentiate our students when it comes to this topic, whether they're Catholic or non-Catholic. We're encouraging, though, our teachers to have conversations about what's going on. For some folks, it may not happen for the rest of their life.
And how does the school talk about the Pope and the papacy?
I think it is important for us to, one, not only explain what the process is, but put it in context for our children. Because, as you know, there's a lot of talk, media, and opinions outside of that Catholic school community that will give varying opinions about what's happening. So we need to put this in context, and we need to explain to the children this is significant because the Church is a very integral part of our lives. The tenets of what the Church is trying to teach us truly has merit, and we need to buffer that message from what they're also hearing in the outside community.
Since 2000, Catholic school enrollment has dropped by 23.4%. Just 25% of Catholics send their children to Catholic schools. This is having an effect in the Archdiocese, 24 schools slated to close by the end of this school year. Why are Catholics not opting to send their children to Catholic schools?
It's economics.
What's your average tuition?
At the elementary school level, it's just under $4,000. Now, if you want to benchmark that against other private schools, it is truly a bargain. But $4,000 is $4,000. Unfortunately, too many families have just not prioritized, I don't think, how important it is for in your academic development, you get an appreciation that there's a spiritual journey that you need to take in your life, and you need to figure out what that is and where God plays a role in all of that.
What, if anything, do you want to see the next pope do to align the church's institutional resources better with the demands on schools?
I think this new pope has to really help the church figure out what's the best way to communicate with its believers, but also the world. And in doing so, I think we're still challenged and we could do a better job with a little bit more accountability to let people inside the tent.
Dr. Timothy McNiff is superintendent of the schools operated by the Archdiocese of New York. With his perspective now is the superintendent of the Catholic schools of the Diocese of Brooklyn and Queens, Dr. Thomas Chadzutko. Welcome to WNYC.
Well, thank you for having me today.
What do you say to your students about why the selection of the next pope matters to them?
I think when you look at our faith and you look at our church and you look at the students as the future of our church, they really need to have a role model. And it's also an opportunity to understand the challenges that the church has, but also more importantly, how the Catholic Church is a positive influence on what happens not only in this city, but in this country and obviously the world by identifying a new pope.
Like Catholic schools everywhere, you're suffering from a drop in enrollment, specifically a 33% decrease between 2004 and 2007. What can the next pope do, if anything, to prompt more Catholic parents to send their kids to Catholic schools?
I think when we look at Brooklyn, the past 2 years we've stabilized and our Catholic population is beginning to grow. I think what we need to do is to begin to get people to come back into our churches. I also think, as I look at the Diocese of Brooklyn, we need to look at our new immigrants. Our priests, our pastors have to continue to be welcoming and to engage the new population. So from the Holy Father to our bishops to our priests, and also back into our schools, welcoming all people.
If I see any theme here between what I'm hearing from you and even from Dr. McNiff about what role the new pope could play in helping encourage and enhance Catholic education enrollment is outreach and better PR.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have a word I don't like to use, but just to reference, we have a product that we don't promote. And I think that's the thing that we need to do. I think this whole idea of having the election of a new pope. We as a church should be saying we are proud of our Catholic faith. We are proud of what we have to offer. We should be using this as a marketing opportunity or a recruitment opportunity to say Catholics do work together and Catholics do have a benefit for the future.
Dr. Thomas Chadzutko is superintendent of the schools of the Diocese of Brooklyn and Queens. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
This is WNYC.